G'day all.
One of the great joys of different things in life is when you're reintroduced to them after a period of time being without. I've mentioned in the past, in the last few of these audio booths, that financially I've been doing it very lean for the last year or so. I've been primarily living lean so that I can chase the whole podcast dream, learn how to do it, get the skills, develop the technique, all that sort of thing to get good at podcasting. And because I'm in a very fortunate time in my life and that my daughter's growing up now and I'm living on my own, I can actually live very lean, very, very lean. So I've been living a very frugal lifestyle and I've been choosing not to work unless I need to. And I haven't actually been chasing work, so there have been times when I've been living this frugal lifestyle for an extended period of time, like for months. I've just recently gone through probably 11-month period of not actually working for gainful employment, gainful income. So I haven't been allowing myself the little luxuries of buying a breakfast or even a coffee. You know, I'd go several days without spending a penny, and even then when I spent something, it was always on absolute necessities, you know, like food, and even then, basic food, so that I could cook some meals for myself, you know, keeping the budget really tight. I've actually had the income very similar to that of an old age pensioner, as a matter of fact, and that's okay because it's of my choosing. You know, I could go out and get a job and have more money to enable me to enjoy some of the luxuries of life. Matter of fact, I went onto a website just last night and found out that even with that lowly income, I'm still earning more than 80% of the world's population, which humbled me quite a bit. Anyway, what I've just done, and this might sound strange, but I bought a beer. I paid $6 for a pint of Little Creatures Pale Ale. If you've never tried Little Creatures, it's a beer produced by, I think, Matilda Bay Brewing Company over in Perth, West Australia. They make this beautiful beer. It's exceptionally unusual. It has a very fruity flavour. And I don't allow myself to, because of my financial situation, to buy something like this very often. But I have, because I've been working. I've been working these last few weeks, working in the film industry, as I've mentioned in previous booths. And the great thing about the film industry is I earn good income. It is good income because we work long hours at a reasonable rate and we pack a lot of hours into a week. So in a week I can earn quite good money. And that's enabled me to feel a little bit more flush, a little bit more cashed up. So I've allowed myself to buy one of these Little Creatures. And as I walk home after a lovely stroll around the Brisbane River, I'm sucking on a beer. And I really appreciate it. How often do we just go to the supermarket and buy something and almost think of it as our God-given right? How often do we, you know, do almost anything? Buy a car, buy a house, buy big things like that, or go and have breakfast, or go and have a binge with your mates and think nothing of it because you've got a pocket full of cash. And most of us don't ever not have a pocket full of cash in this Western society unless we move into hard times, you know, which are often thrust against us by societal conditions. I've chosen financially hard times because I'm pursuing my passion. And it's wonderful to, in a way, be in control of that hard time and choose when I'm in it and when I'm out of it. And at the moment, I'm out of the hard time and I have a little bit of cash. Anyway, I just thought I'd share those few points with you. Anybody who happens to be listening, I'm going to attach a photo to this boo of this very beer. So until next time, farewell and the very best of days to everybody. Bye-bye.